In many ways, we could say that this represents a source of greater confusion. You have come to know that sex is related to the penis and the vagina. Yes? At least this is what you learn on the sly as a child. In some ways, perhaps you learn it very directly by observation, perhaps even by practice. But essentially, there is one main complex view centering around a physical act. Sexuality has a lot to do with one simple thing: entering the vagina with the penis. Of course, there is a host of variations on this theme, as we all know. But essentially, this is what it is about. And perhaps you might agree that this is a mystery. Why is such a simple act representative of such a formidable force on this planet? Virtually everything is driven by it. Philosophy, science, everything. All of human behavior centers around this. If you don't believe me, abstain from it for a time. Then you'll know what I'm talking about. So it is a... from the point of view of abstinence, or from a kind of fasting, if you will, it demonstrates a property of what is called craving. And this is another complex feeling that is not handled very well by the human psyche. So, consequently, it falls into the category of what might be called addiction. Would you not agree that you are addicted to sex in one form or another? You have to have it. So this defines an addiction. It is only under extreme pressure, extreme control, that there are individuals who abstain from practicing this. We call these priests or priestesses. And here is where it gets into a very confused area. There is a lot of moral judgment centering around it. And now you have a new ramification. Death is centered around it, as if it was not scary enough. Now when you climb into bed, you have to deal with death as your bed partner. Yes? We are speaking here, of course, as the virus that everyone is talking about. Yes? So it's not much fun thinking about it now. Not when you have to deal with that issue. And you thought you could put that off for at least another 30 or 40 years. Now you have to deal with it at the age of 15 or 16. So, like so many other things here, sexuality has a sense of sandbox to it. In other words, it's a field of play, recreation. And there is a problem in this culture that recreation is not necessarily good. There is always heaped upon it great responsibility. Well, you can't play this way because you have to concern yourself with so many things, moral issues, such as children, for example. So, in short, there are many things surrounding the issue of sexuality that are prohibitive. Now, I believe there was a condition in your style of culture some few years before that was described as prohibitive, calling it a prohibition, having to do with the inhibition of imbibing alcoholic beverages. Now, from perhaps your history studies, you know that this was perhaps in some respects one of the most criminal times in this country and other countries too. So why? Because it is forbidden. The quality of something always has a greater taste when it is forbidden.